Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Anthony, huge response.
Yes.
From the Between Two Helmets with Peanut Tillman.
Yes, yes.
So we had to do another one because that one was hysterical. And you had all kind of people tweeting you, telling you how funny they thought it was. So who is your next victim?
The next victim is Matt Forte. And I appreciate him doing it because he had somewhere to go. So he came in with his sunglasses on. He really didn't have time for Spice Galifianakis, but he made time. And it was very awkward, as always.
So that means it was really good if it was really awkward. Take a look.
Welcome to another edition of Between Two Helmets. I'm your host, Spice Galifianakis. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat today. We have rapper Come On. He's a Grammy Award winning artist. He does acting.
Yeah.
Come On. Nice to meet you.
That's not me.
What do you mean you're not you? I thought we were supposed to have someone big, like a rapper. Okay. And you are a running back, correct? What team? Oh, okay. It says right here, Chicago Bears. Nice. So, would you say that scoring touchdowns is your forte? Many say that you're the best running back, not named Walter Payton.
Or really good running back.
Or Gale Sayers.
He was a great running back, too, here as well.
Or Neil Anderson.
Hall of Fame, yeah.
Or Thomas Jones.
Are you just going to keep naming guys, or, I mean, is that how interviews go?
Or Cedric Benson. So, you run hills. You like to run hills, correct?
Yeah, and offseason, I actually, you know, Walter Payton ran hills, and I kind of, you know,
I'm glad you mentioned that. Because Walter Payton runs hills, but he also has 16,000 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have like 7,000. Is it a different type of hill that he's doing that you're not? Why the sunglasses? We're like inside, right? And there's no sun here.
Your beard is so hideous that it hurts my eyes to look at it.
Year 4, 997 yards. You couldn't rush for 3 more yards to get 1,000.
Look at your socks.
You have a lot of endorsement deals. Have you ever thought about being a spokesperson for Rogaine?
Why would I do that?
To, you know, have hair like a normal person.
I don't like hair.
You're from...
Why don't you have muscles? Do you not like muscles?
So, you're from Louisiana.
Yep.
Do you know how to make gumbo?
My mom does.
Do you have family in New Orleans?
No.
I got a voodoo doll.
Really?
Do you feel that?
Ow.
It works. I didn't think it would work. Would you like to take that home with you?
Yeah, sure. Let me take that home with me.
How does it feel to be 30? I mean, most running backs, they aren't very old. They don't have long careers. But you're 30. How do you do it?
I'm not 30 yet.
Mm-hmm.
So once I get to 30, then you can ask me that question, okay?
So we'll do this again.
Yeah, sure.
You know what? It's all coming to me now. I have you on my fantasy league team.
Yeah.
You play fantasy football?
You're not doing very well on my fantasy league team right now. You know what? I just dropped you. Forte, I have enjoyed my time here with you.
Sorry, I can't say the same.
And it says here that today is your birthday. And you have turned 30 today. We got you something.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
We got you the happy birthday balloons right here. And we got you a pie.
Oh, man. You went all out, didn't you?
I did.
I mean, with the happy birthday balloons and, I mean, the pie. I mean, this is almost too much. Hey, I'm out of here, y'all. This is unbelievable.
Is that lemon?
So, Anthony.
Yep.
In the first one you did, Peanut threw a donut in your face. That seems like nothing in comparison to getting a pie in your face.
Yeah.
How was that?
The plan was for Forte to smash the pie in my face, but he got a little too aggressive with it. Almost drowned. Almost drowned and you're laughing a little bit too hard now, Lindsay.
Yeah, man.
I'm thinking you enjoyed it a little too much. But, yeah, I almost drowned in whipped cream.
Sorry about your luck, Anthony.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, Lindsay.